Hey everyone, this is Natalie, and you're listening to the Road to Success on Flat Tires podcast.
Welcome to the Road to Success on Flat Tires, the podcast that dives into entrepreneurship, wealth, and the secrets to success.
You have the training and the talent to succeed, but do you have the guts to fail?
I love what I do. When you love what you do, you want to be the best at it.
Today is about the power of you.
You will change the world. Find your path to success through the journey of those who have succeeded. And now, your host, Zeke.
Going on, y'all. It's your boy Zeke. It is your boy Zeke. All right. I ain't talking about Ezekiel Elliott. I'm talking about Zeke. Z-E-E-K, not Z-E-K-E. Z-E-E-K. But anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Zeke, and this is another beautiful episode of the Road to Success on Flat Tires podcast. And I am your host, Zeke, like I said. What's going on, everybody? I know my last podcast, I don't even know how long ago that was. I believe that was on, when was that? Was that last month? I'm not even sure if that was last month or when that was, but yeah, I've been busy with a lot of stuff, obviously, guys. You know, I've been busy with work, you know, business stuff, a whole bunch of stuff that I'm doing. And just been working out and just taking care of myself, you know, so yeah, life's been pretty good. I would say the past couple 2 weeks, I've decided to just, you know, take some time off technology. And what I mean by that is that I've been just trying to stay off my phone, trying to stay off social media, just trying to stay off a lot of stuff. Even just leaving my phone on do not disturb, or sometimes just leaving it at home or leaving it in my car. And I know, you know, any of the listeners out there who've been trying to get a hold of me, whether it's text or phone call, I apologize for not picking up my phone and not answering emails and stuff. I just needed time to myself, you know. But like I said, I'm in good spirits. Everything is cool. I'm just excited. You know, we're in October now. I'm just waiting for it to get colder. There's a lot of, you know, great things coming up ahead. We're in October right now. Halloween's approaching, and then we got Black Friday. We got Thanksgiving. And we got towards the end of the year. I've been just making a lot of plans and stuff that I've been trying to get done by the end of the year. Next year, I want next year to be an amazing year for me. Obviously, I'm gonna turn 29 in March. I just want next year to be amazing for me, as in terms of financially, spiritually, mentally, everything. Like, I want to just do the best I can be, you know. And I'm gonna do a lot of things. I'm working on a lot of stuff right now that I don't want to talk about. But other than that, I've just been great, you know. So this episode, you know, like I told you guys, I have a lot of episodes. I want to say shout out to all the listeners out there. I was looking at my stats recently because I haven't looked in about a month. I'm getting listeners from all over the world. I got Australia, Ireland. Shout out to everybody in Ireland, Australia. I got people in South America, Asia, from all over the world. And it's just crazy when I look at the stats and I look at the countries and cities and different parts of the world. I'm like, dang, how do these people? I mean, obviously I'm spreading it on social media, but I got people all over the world just supporting my podcast. Please, you know, subscribe, rate it 5 stars. We're on every single podcast platform out there that you can think of. Like, we're on everything. So just, I see people listening to my podcast on their Apple Watch, their smart TV, their smart speakers. Like, I can look at all those statistics pretty much. So I want to just say a special shout out to all you guys out there. First time and last time listeners out there too. You know, shout out to everyone out there. But like I said, subscribe. Please rate 5 stars. I have a lot of episodes from season 1. Season 2, I've done some. I know I still got to get, I say this every episode, I got to get more people on here to talk about whatever. Talk about your life story. You know, this is a business podcast, a lifestyle podcast. I talk about finance, credit, entrepreneurship, a whole bunch of different things. So like I said, if you want to get on this podcast and you feel like you can, there's a lot of knowledge you can give out there, you know, just reach out to me, you know, reach out to me on social media, reach out to me if you have my phone number. Yeah, you know, this podcast, I know I have to be more consistent with that. I used to put out like one or two episodes out a week, but you know, starting this year, till now, I've only been able to put out like one episode a month at least, you know, because I just been busy with a lot of stuff. But like I said, I want to just say thank you guys for still subscribing and still listening to me, you know, because like I said, I'm still getting a lot of downloads every week. But yeah, this is a special episode. I got my guy, Mike Shishasko. I've known Mike since I was in the fifth or sixth grade. Yeah, we've grown up together. We've made a lot of money with each other together. We've lost a lot of money. We've done business with each other. We've done a lot of things. You know, Mike's a special friend. And we talk every day. And when we talk every day, we don't just talk about stupid stuff. We're always talking about money, how we can empower ourselves, how we can get more money, how we can become better, and a lot of different things, you know. So I decided to, I had Mike on here on my other, on three episodes, I think last year, on the Off the Road series. So you guys can listen to that. But this one is a special episode. So if you're listening to this, please listen to the whole thing. Like, this is a very powerful episode. It's very motivating. It's very inspirational. Mike said a lot of stuff. I said a lot of stuff. It's about an hour long, about an hour, 15 minutes long, I believe. But yeah, like, just listen to the whole thing. Please share it. Please subscribe. This is probably my favorite episode of all time. Like, I'm not even lying. Like, I've done a lot of different episodes. Shout out to Jashe. Shout out to Natalie. I've done a lot of great episodes, but me and Mike, we talked our shit on this episode. So like I said, just, before I get ready and, you know, play this episode with you guys, I want to say thank you guys. Reach out to me on social media. I'm working on a lot of things. Let's make a lot of money and let's just win. Let's just keep empowering each other and let's continue to win and spread positivity out there. So yeah, let's go into a quick break and then we'll get this episode started. What's good, y'all? This is another episode of The Road to Success on Flat Tires, and I'm your host, Zeke. And this is the Off the Road series, part four. This series, I pretty much, you know, have anyone on here that we just talk about a bunch of random stuff about life and finance and entrepreneurship and a whole bunch of stuff like that. And there's no censor, and it could definitely get explicit, but like I said, the podcast is about life, finance, entrepreneurship, and you know, today I want to introduce my guy. My homie, you know, I grew up with them since, you know, middle school. My boy, Mike Shishasko. What's going on, Mike?
What's good? What's good? Happy to be here.
Yeah, what's going on, man? How's everything been, man? It's been a while.
Yeah, man, it's been a while, you know, just living, you know, experiencing, working, you know, trying different businesses, exploring life, you know? Yeah. That's just what we've been up to.
Yeah, because I know this year, you know, 2021, man, it's just been going by fast, you know, with COVID, people dying, and people losing their jobs and people quitting their jobs too. There's, you know, they said a lot of people quitting their jobs and people trying to figure out what they want to do with their lives. And it's hectic out here for sure, man. But we've been grinding.
Right.
We've just been pretty much just been grinding. So like, how's your life been within the past year, man?
Oh man, it's been a wild, you know, from working to going into crypto, you know, NFTs, coins, you know, creating new businesses, coding, you know, it's been a lot of different stuff that I've been, you know, executing throughout the year, you know, and I'm pretty sure, you know, this year has been, you know, very successful, at least to my standards.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know, a lot of people, I've been obviously with, I think that the pandemic caused a lot of people to get into stocks and to get into crypto, get into a whole bunch of different things. You know, we read about a lady who, you know, she was in banking for what, like 15, 16 something years.
Yeah.
She got into NFT and, you know, changed her life, changed her family's life. There's people starting businesses. There's also a lot of people struggling too. Obviously, you know, listeners out there, I do understand there's people struggling. People can't find jobs out there. There's a lot going on. But I feel like the pandemic, even though people did lose their lives and a lot of stuff has been going on bad, you know, at least the people out there have been like, you know what, I got to take charge of my life. I got to figure out what I got to do
for myself, my family. I can't worry about anyone. I can't depend on the work. I can't depend on anybody else but myself, you know? So I just feel like, you know, it's caused a lot of people to, you know, to open up their minds and try to figure out what they got to do. So, you know, yeah, let's just get started. So let's talk about, you know, the stocks and crypto. Like, how did you get into, like, you know, crypto? Obviously, me and you, we've been doing some stuff with the stocks and crypto and different things. But yeah, let the listeners know how you got into it, what you've been working on.
So initially last year, I got into stocks. I was on Robinhood, you know, I was on Robinhood daily. And, you know, it was a struggle. You know, you're on Robinhood and you're losing money. Everybody's telling you to, oh, put your money in Tesla. I'm doing options and, you know, calls and puts. And, you know, I just wasn't having much success, you know, and it was just frustrating because I'm taking my own money from my paycheck and, you know, and just putting it into stocks and stuff like that. And just going off of other people's words to try to see if I can make some money. And don't get me wrong, I had some success. I definitely had some success.
You made some good money in stocks, you know.
Yeah, because, like, you know, even when Elon tweeted about Tesla stocks going down and, you know, I actually put a put on that stock, you know, I was able to make, you know, a substantial amount of money off that as well. Yeah, but
how much did you make? Because I remember on that one, when we were, like, trading around that time, I remember when Ellen did post something about that and you did put a put. You made a lot. It was like, I don't know if it was 8 or 16,000. I don't know how much you made, but
it was around like 8,500.
Yeah, that was a lot of money. I was like, oh, shit, Mike's out.
Yeah, off of one contract. It was off of only one contract, and I was able to basically luck up in, you know, what Elon tweeting saying Tesla stocks should go down, or I was able to, you know, hit the nail on the coffin and be successful with it. But after that, it was just a downhill spiral of just, you know, losing. It was just, you know, it really hurt, you know?
Jeez. Yeah, and that's the thing with, like, you know, and don't get me wrong, we, like I said, I've been in stocks for like years. I've been doing it for penny stocks, options, and I know if my brother's listening, his homies are listening, yeah, they're making money, they're losing money. Stocks is a good game. I mean, there's some people that do day trading. There's some people that just, you know, do swing trading and all that stuff like that. I do have prior episodes for you listeners out there if you want to, like, learn more about the stocks and stuff like that, which is good. But I feel like everyone has their own lane, you know, whether you want to do stocks, you want to get into crypto. But I feel like this day and age, all you listeners out here, like, you need to get into this game of, even if it's not starting a business or anything like that, like, learn how to trade, learn how to get into crypto, learn about NFTs, learn about all this stuff. Like, you know, shortly, I'm gonna have Mike talk about how he got into, you know, creating coins and making a lot of money on it, and also getting into NFT games and making money on it. Like, Mike was able to, like, just make a substantial amount of money, like, quickly. And that's just by learning and putting in the work and just putting in all this stuff. Like, I'm learning about the crypto game and all this stuff like that. Mike's been teaching me different things, and it's there's money out there for everyone. It doesn't matter what age, it doesn't matter where you come from, you know, you could make money. So yeah, Mike, just go into that.
So I initially started crypto in about like March, and the first coin that I invested in was a coin called Kishu. Mm-hmm. And like at the time, it in one night it had like 10x, and I had spoke to this guy on Twitter, and he told me you should invest into this. So I took a more deeper look inside of it, and then when I looked in it, I'm like, wow, like the money is amazing. Like, you got to understand, I turned $200 into $33,000.
Sheesh.
Off of, like, and that was at the all-time high of Kishu hitting $1 billion. And then I started thinking to myself, wow, there's really money in crypto. Like, you really start to understand, like, wow, there's a lot of money in this type of stuff. So then I would, so after that, you know, I started to do research on more and more coins and stuff like that. I started to research a lot of, because a lot of people don't know is that Coinbase has coins that already, but like exploded or did a substantial amount of money, like 10x, or made a lot of money already. Like, but there's like small coins with these tools that you can find, like Dex tools and like Twitter. You can find like small coins that, you know, if people put a little bit of money into it, the volume of volatility goes up, you know. And I was able to like really understand that at early. I was going to work, I was just researching crypto. I was good, you know, they telling Mike, you got to do your work. I'm like, nah. I gotta understand where the money is and stuff like that. And then I'll never forget it. It was one coin called Genu, and I was in the chat, and I was so angry at the developers, who people who made the coin. It was just like they gave up on the project. They made $2 million, and I'm thinking to myself, I just got in here. Why are you not taking initiative to try to help me, you know, double up my money and stuff like that? And I lost money in that, and then that just got me to the mindset. I'm thinking to myself, okay, how are they creating coins? That was my first mindset, and when I went to work for like a week straight, I was just researching how they make coins. And then, you know, I found out, I'm like, okay, smart contract, you got to get somebody to code it. And then, you know, I was just looking at the formulas that everybody was using. And then once I found that, I was able to create my first coin. And at the time, I didn't know how well it was going to do, but, you know, I was excited for the journey. You know what I mean? I was excited, you know? And, so the first coin, we actually didn't make no money off of it, which was a funny experience, because at the time we were like noobs. We didn't know what to do. You know, we launched a coin, but it had like $60,000 into it. But we failed to, like, you know, understand how to take money out, and people drain the liquidity, which is the money inside it, and we just lost out on money. And we were pissed. We're like, oh my God, we invested like $1,000 into marketing and all this stuff like that. The coin goes extremely high, and then we lose money. And then I'm just like, and then the guy I was working with, my teammate, I tell him, I'm like, look, bro, we got to do this again, but this time let me take control. Let me take the lead of everything. Because at that time, he took control of it. He was in charge of the marketing. He was in charge of like the crypto, like deploying the coin and everything and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? Let me put the fate in my hands instead of anybody else's hands. So that's when I created my first coin. And once I created my first coin, I generated over $200,000 from that coin in Ethereum, literally $200,000. That was the most shocking of my entire life. I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, seeing this type of money at such a young age and stuff like that. And I only invested like probably like $500 into marketing at the time, $500 of that Kishu money that I had from making from the Kishu, that coin earlier. I just took $500, invested into marketing. And once I invested that into marketing, you know, I was able to, you know, bring a bunch of people into my Telegram chat, and I set a launch date. I set everything up, and then I just like, wow, it just launched, and then boom, $200,000, you know. But at the all time high, that coin went up to like $1 million. So it was like, it pumped up to $1 million worth of Ethereum inside it. But, you know, I was able to generate 200,000 of that $1 million into it. And I split it. And like I said, one thing about me is I'm a very honest person. If you help me get some money, or you help me, you're involved with the process of the project, I'm going to put you on. I'm going to put you in position to make money. You know, I'm not the type of person, I worked with people where the coin would make $1 million. I'm hearing stories, people saying the coin makes a million. The guy, the coin made $1 million. The person who, the developer is getting $1 million, but everybody else is getting like $200-$300 from that million. I'm like, bro, that's messed up. You know, these are the people you going to war with. You know what I mean? These are the people you going to war with.
So scams going, because, you know, a lot of people could, you know, it's a similar relation to penny stocks, but it's different. But regardless of coins or crypto or just a lot of these chat rooms or a lot of things, people in general, people are here to scam. There's a lot of scams out here. People are lying to people. Right. People are taking people's money. And there's not a lot of true people out here who are willing to be like, you know what, let me support my members, or let me support the people on my team. Maybe make sure I put them on so we all eat. Because at the end of the day, you start scamming people, you do all this stuff, karma's going to come and bite you right in the ass. You know, there's just no point in doing bad things. Now, I understand that. You know, the big corporations, and I understand the big people out there, stuff like that, or white, you know, all these people out here, oh, they're scamming, they're doing this, taking advantage to get rich, which is true. But you got to remain true to yourself, because, you know, I just always feel like if you always going to do some fucked up shit like that, it's going to come back right back at you.
Exactly. And that's what I was getting at the point. There's so much scam coins. Like there, I've seen some of the craziest scams. I've seen scams where, you know, people would hide money, and they would drain the whole thing out. So it would look like one wallet does not, like one crypto wallet has nothing inside it, but they press a button and then they will drain all the money out of the liquidity. I've seen scams where people just literally freeze the whole from people from selling. So all you can do is buy. I've seen, it's a lot of scams that been going on in crypto, but my mentality was like, I'm going to make an honest living. I'm not going to indulge in any type of scams or any type of thing. Like, I really wanted to help people out. That was my initiative, creating coins and stuff like that. But you learn the game. You learn trades. You learn how stuff works as you go along, stuff like that. You learn, like, one thing that I realized that I didn't know back then is that there is a difference between being a developer, being a person who creates the coin, and a consumer, somebody that buys a coin. When you're a developer, you're working 24/7. You got stuff on your plate. If you don't get a million off this coin, you got to go to work. You got stuff that you got to do. You can't sit in the chat all day and entertain people. And that's what the consumer part don't understand. They in the consumer part, they thinking you're going to be here all day. They thinking all this stuff like that. But you got to understand, you know, you got stuff you got to do. You got priorities. I work at a job. I can't have my phone in a facility. So it's like you have stuff where you can't control the environment and stuff like that. And that's what I had to realize that, you know, creating this first coin. Like when I created this first coin, you know, I was thinking next level. I'm thinking I was literally the first person to do this, and it worked out. But what I did was when people participate in the pre-sale, you got an NFT as a reward for participating in the pre-sale. So what I would do is I would give people NFTs. I was taking money, the little that I had left, and I was just gifting people on OpenSea, this NFT for participating in the pre-sale. And it caught on. Everybody, we're talking about, we raising like $35,000 in minutes and stuff like that. And then we use a little bit, we use some of that $35,000 and we put into the liquidity for the coin. And once we did that, we lost the coin. The coin grows $1 million. Everybody's happy. Everybody's saying, oh, when are you doing your next project? When are you doing your next one? Because I want to be a part of it, because I know that this person does not scam and stuff like that. And that's what happened with my first coin. I was able to, you know, I had 200,000. I divided amongst the people who helped it out. You feel me? Kept it honest. You know, that's just how I am, because the people I'm working with, they got bills. You know, they saying, thank you, Mike. They saying, look, I never seen this type of money in my life. You know, they telling me this type of stuff. You changed my life. I could pay my mortgage. You know, you really put me in position. And that's when I knew, like, look, I can make a lane for this. I can make a lane. So I did my first coin. It did successful. Then I did a second coin. Second coin was, it in terms of hype, it was successful. It generated over $100,000. But what people got to understand, the contract wasn't the greatest contract. And it had a bug in the contract. And it caused people to lose money. And people felt like it was my fault. You know, I got started getting attacked on Twitter and all this stuff like that. So I had to fall back a little bit. I had to say, look, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna take my money. I'm gonna be by myself, because people are attacking me saying, no, oh, this guy is a scammer. But people got to understand, it was a bug in the contract. I can't control. That's what happens with the contract, with the code. Basically, the code is the contract. So, you know, I was able to, like, literally, you know, change everybody's lives that got into it with me, stuff like that. I did, like, numerous coins. I've created Bitcoin. I've created coins that gross $1 million. I created coins that gross $100,000. I created coins. Like, most of the coins I generated, like, 5 or 6 coins that generated $1 million, like, close to, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And one made $1 million. But, like, the technique of doing it was, like, look, you got to – I use my skills that I went to school for coding, and, you know, you build a website, right? The formula for it is to build a website first thing. And then you gotta have somebody build a contract for you. If you don't know how to build a contract, you can go to Fiverr. Somebody can do it for Fiverr for like 200. Once you got that on Fiverr, you create a Twitter. Twitter is the main source of crypto. That's all you really need. Find people to promote it on Twitter. Once they promote it, stuff like that, they'll make a Telegram so that you can send people put a launch date and everybody can follow. Once you have those four things set up, you're good to go. Now you're ready to generate a lot of money with your coins and stuff like that. You know, that's basically the form. I'm giving you guys free game, bro. I'm giving y'all free game. You know?
And the crazy thing about all this is, look, this is the game that we're giving you guys about crypto, about business, about all this stuff that we got going on. Because me and Mike got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We got business that we're working on. We're doing a whole bunch of stuff that we're doing right now. And, you know, Mike came into this strong with this crypto stuff and the coins and everything. And I know a lot of people out there don't know a lot about crypto. Like I said, you guys can use Google and YouTube to learn about crypto and what NFT is. But, Mike, go into detail to let people know what an NFT is and how did you get into NFT and what you're doing with it right now.
So NFT is a non-fungible token. That's basically what it is. So it's basically like it's a virtual image or whatever. It could be image, it could be audio, but they store it on a blockchain. So basically giving it that rights. So people know like, oh, this is real. This came from this particular, you know, whether it's a company or a person or individual. So it gives authentication, basically. So, you know, I was able to get into the NFT game, stuff like that. I was reading about board apes. I was reading about, you know, at that, like I took a few months off from doing the coins. You know, I made a lot of money. I felt like, yeah, I kind of got bored with it. You know, the passion wasn't there as I first got into it. Like, I really don't have passion about making coins right now. So I basically got into the NFT game. NFT game, you know, you got big companies like Bored Apes, Cyberpunks, these big companies, and they create these NFTs. And these NFT, these images, they're selling for like tens of $20,000 or $30,000 and stuff like that. And it's kind of crazy though, because when you're in crypto, one thing that I was telling people that I work with in crypto is like, you don't realize how much you're spending. Like last week I launched the NFT. We spent like $10,000 on it. But it's just like people see, like you see like 0.1 Ethereum and like, you know, that's like $230. Like that's a lot of money. Imagine one Ethereum. One Ethereum is like $3,500. Like it's a lot. Like these Ethereum, like people see 0.1, y'all think it's small, but it's not small. And then you're paying for stuff like the gas fees, deploying the contract. It's a lot of stuff that comes into the stuff. The contract deployment, my last one was $3,000. It cost me $3,000 to deploy the contract. Not even to deploy it onto the network. Not even like make the contract live for people to start trading and buying it. It cost me $3,000 to deploy it, plus all the fees and stuff like that. So this type of game is not, it's really expensive. So when I got into the NFT business, I was researching like, what can I do to make some money in an NFT lane? You feel me? I felt like I've had success with the coins. Now it's time to flip the switch and go, you know, find success in an NFT route. And then we were able to make an NFT. You know, it's still going on, but we were able to generate like $30,000, you know, from that NFT, you know, from selling the JPEG image, we were able to make $30,000. People buying 6, 7, 8 of these images. But you got to understand the foundation that led up to me doing that. Like I put $2,000 into. I put $2,000 into making a place where you can mint the NFT. You know what I mean? Where you can deploy the NFT. You know, we put $10,000 into marketing. It's a lot of money that goes into this. This is not a cheap business if you want to get into. If you're a listener and you want to, you know, find more interest about this, my recommendation is go to token route, go to coin route, because if you get your own crypto coin, you can spend like $200 or make the crypto coin, right? And then you can, you know, make the contract how you want it, and then you can advertise, spend like $1,000, $2,000 on advertisement, and then boom, launch it. The NFT route is a lot different, but the money is different in NFT than the money in the coins, because NFT, a coin can make $1 million, right? It can gross $1 million, but that $1 million is not all yours. It's a mixture of everybody who invested into it. But the NFT route, if I make 7,000 images, I get paid off of everybody who buys that image. So if all 7,000 of my images sell out, that's $1 million right there. And then I get paid 8% of every time somebody resells my images. So
what I want to go into, because I know people are going to ask like, well, what's the point of buying? Like, for example, Mike, imagine if I was a critic and I'm saying, well, why should I buy these images? What's the point of buying these images? Like, how do you make money off of it if I'm a creator, or why should I buy them?
So you make money off of, so OpenSea allows you to trade your images. So that's the biggest platform marketplace right now for NFTs. So basically if you create a company and your NFT is on, your company is on OpenSea, and you verify your company gets verified at blue check, that means your NFT is authentic. That only helps increase the value of that NFT, so you can buy and sell it. Like NFTs come with multiple variations. Different companies do different stuff. Like for example, there's an NFT called it's called Bananas. Like it's an ape. It's an ape NFT. So basically, they're like 2-pixel ape NFTs. And basically, if you own that NFT, you get $10. You make $10 per day on that NFT. So $10 per day off the NFT. So you got to understand, it's like the APY is just, it's insane. It's literally insane. Because like some of these NFTs, they have something called staking. And basically staking is basically like you forfeiting your NFT for like, it's like a savings account. So I put money in my savings account. It goes up over time. So basically you can do that with your NFTs. You can put your NFT in the savings and basically you earn $10 every single day. So NFTs are having, you know, different types of variations where they allow you to different perks for buying an NFT, which is, you know, some NFTs, they make coins. You can get in their pre-sale. Some NFTs allow you to stake your NFT. So, you know, there's a lot of money in this stuff. A lot of these NFTs are trading for a lot of money, like a lot of money. NFTs are trading for $250,000.
The crazy thing, we've seen like Mike, you've been showing me there's you've seen some people, whether it's on Twitter. I saw, like you said, talk about those women. I don't even know their, shout out to them. I don't know their name or their coin. They made like,
yeah, I think it was called like Boss Beauties. It's the NFT is called Boss Beauties. I think it was three black women and they created it. And I think they had like a total of 7,000 NFT images and they sold out. You know, the lady on Twitter, she was saying how she's thankful and all that stuff like that. She worked 16 years in banking and now her life has changed. She's able to pay for all the stuff. So you got to understand, like, if she makes $7,000, that's $1 million. That's well over $1 million at Ethereum's current price.
And that's a crazy thing. You know, we tell people this all the time. Like I said, there's people out there who are not into crypto, who are not into NFTs. It's whatever you want to do. There's business out there. There's side hustles out there. Like I said, the point of this podcast, the point of us even talking, is just to let people know that the information is out here. Mike researched this stuff himself. No one helped him out. No one helped me out. We research this stuff all the time. The thing I want to let you guys know is that, look, me and Mike has known each other since we were like in what, fifth, sixth grade. From like high school till now, we talk about business and money literally every day. We talk about how we're going to do this. What are we going to do here? How are we going to make money here? We failed together. We've made money together. We've done this. We've done that. Mike has done a lot of different things. You know, Mike with all the stuff he's done with crypto. You know, he's sitting here teaching you guys the game about this NFT and crypto stuff. You know, and if you're listening, make sure you save this episode and listen hard. Make sure you show it to your friends and family. You know, Mike is giving game, free game. He could charge you.
Because people got to understand, like, nobody taught me this. Nobody taught me this. I was intrigued. Like I said, I got into the Kishu. And then I just started doing my own research. I started being my own, because by trade, I got my degree in computer science. So it's like, this is up my alley. Like I can understand what's going on. I understand like, okay, this is something that's easy. You know, at the time, a lot of people don't know this, is that before I created my first coin, I was telling people I'm going to create my coin, I'm going to create my first coin. Everybody was saying, they were like, and at the group chat I was in, they were like, "You're not going to create it. It's not going to be successful and stuff like that. Or you don't have the materials to create it." Everybody was thinking it was creating a token, a coin was like this mythical thing that only the selected few gets chosen to. But people got to understand, like, I did my research. I spent weeks, hours. I'd be at work hours, probably 3-4 hours, just watching it, taking notes, writing notes. I try to understand this stuff. Then I'm like, okay, this is what they're doing and stuff like that. This is how they're getting money and stuff. So I was like, all right, I took initiative. You know, I told people, and everybody that doubted me was in my coins. It's, you know what the funny situation was, one of my latest coins, it didn't do too well. It only did like 100,000, which is fair. But, you know, I was able to get one of the persons at my job. I was telling them, like, look, bro, I told him, I got him in before everybody else got in because I gave him the link. I'm like, he sold early, but if he had held, he would have had like $10,000 at the all time high. But he sold early and stuff like that. And he was like, "Oh, Mike, thanks for the little bit of money I made. I wish I held." I'm like, "Yeah, man, I told him it's a learning process. It's a curve that you're gonna have to learn, you know." But I was telling him ahead of time. I was telling him before I launched the coin. I'm like, "Look, buy coins ahead of time. Understand this stuff ahead of time." And he didn't do that. So, you know, if you're going in unexperienced and your first coin and stuff like that, you can severely lose money if you don't know what you're doing or how to get out or how to interact with your wallet, your MetaMask and all this stuff like that. People got to understand that, like, these type of stuff is not easy to understand, but you got to, like, it takes practice. You know, you can lose a lot of money not knowing what you're doing, or you can, you know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff, because when you send stuff on a blockchain, it doesn't, stuff don't send automatically. It's not like you just buy something and you get your receipt. It's stuff, there's something called pending. When you buy something on a blockchain, something, it could be, it initially starts pending. Now, if the pending gets stuck, if the transaction gets stuck in the middle, that means you're going to have to understand how to revert the transaction. If you don't know, understand how to revert the transaction, you're going to lose your money. That's say plain and simple. You're going to lose your money, or you're going to, because you got to understand though, the transaction could be going through, but it can be going through very, very slow. And in that process of it going very, very slow, the coin is still trading. So you're still losing money. It's still going up in value. So if it crashes in value while your money is still there, you're going to get the crash value. You know, it doesn't, the pending state of the blockchain, it does not give you like what you buy in for. It gives you like at the time of the current price of the whatever it is, whether it's a coin or whatever. So it's something that you got to really understand before you get into details with this type of stuff. Because you're, like I said, you're going to lose money if you don't know what you're doing and stuff like that. And I lost money. I lost a few hundred dollars. I'm like, the gas fees and all that stuff like that. I lost money, but it took me time. I needed to lose money in order for me to get to where I was today, you know, and to be able to, you know, be able to have over $100,000, having over to have all this, because I still work, but you know, it just, it feels good that you have, you know, a safety blanket if something was ever to happen. Because, you know, coming into this year, I had no expectations of this doing crypto. In January, my mindset was never in crypto. In January, I only had like $2,000 to my name. And then $2,000 in crypto can't really get you much at like Coinbase wise. Like the coins of Coinbase, $2,000, not really much. But, you know, I was able to learn these things as I was able to go along to be able to see a lot of money, stuff like that. And that's what, you know, I want the listeners to understand is that you guys can do it too, but you got to put in the work. You got to do the research. You got to understand how the market is moving, you know?
Well, people out here are just late. And like I said, this stuff is out there, guys. Like, we even read a story about some 12-year-old kid and his dad and stuff created NFTs, these images. They made, what, $5, $6 million. Like, and he's right. 12 years old, you know? And it's just, look, man, at the end of the day, man, like, you listeners out there, whatever it is you want to do, that business that you, like, if you have a business, you're in crypto, you're in stocks, whatever you're in, you have to be consistent. I think the main message of this whole thing is consistency. You have to keep learning and you have to be consistent. Because the thing about people is that they go to work, and don't get me wrong, at the end of the day, whatever you want to do with your life is your life. But people come home, they play video games, they stay on Netflix for hours, they waste time. And then they sit there and say, why is my life not great? I want to be this successful. I want to travel the world. I want to do this. I want to do that. Time is the most important thing ever. Like, if you're not able to dedicate time to your craft and learn stuff, me right now, I'm still learning stuff from Mike. I'm learning stuff about crypto. I'm learning stuff about computers. I'm learning about everything. Because, you know, you have to get this knowledge, and knowledge right. is key. We trying to make millions. We trying to do a lot of things. And, you know, the stuff that we got cooking up, the stuff that we're working on, we're going to become big, big millionaires. We're going to inspire people. We're going to empower people. We're going to do a lot of things. And that's right. and that's what we're about. You yeah, know,
you got to
might, man.
You got to take risks. Like, I always like the people that I'm around, you know, the people I made a lot of money, you know, they're like, wow, Mike, yo, you're really good. Like, people think I'm like on some hove, like this leader type higher pedal, but nah, I got confidence in what I'm doing, and I know how to work the system into my behavior. You know what I mean? Cause like I said, I took a few months from doing a coin, and some of the people that I work with was like, nah, fuck that. I'm still want to create more money. I still want to generate more. I'm going to create my own coin. They created their own coin. They ain't get no sales. They ain't get nobody to buy any coin. They ain't get, you know what I mean? But every coin I've done has made over $100,000. You feel me? So people, they gravitate towards me like, man, look, whatever you doing, Mike, I want to do and stuff like that. And I try to, you know, one thing about me is that I don't show weakness. I don't show fear. I don't show, you know, like intimidation. When I get into this type of stuff, my main objective is, look, man, I'm going to be a boss. You know, when I made my first coin and made $1 million, a lot of people don't know this, but I got into a conversation with one of the people that invested into that coin. And basically, I told him, he told me personally, he was like, look, I can bring 1,000 people into this coin, but I want to know if this coin is real. Or I want to know, like, this is no scam. I told him to the dead end's face. I was like, look, this is not a scam, number one. And number two, I told him, I'm like, I do not need you. this coin will be successful with or without you. And he was like, whoa, he felt like, you know what I mean? He felt like, all right, well, you know what? And when I had that conversation, he was like, you know what? I'm going to invest into this coin. And he made a shit ton of money. He made a lot of money too. So my whole mindset is just confidence, you know, going, you know, being not afraid to risk money. Like I said, I did an NFT last week, literally launched it last week, made $30,000, made 20 bands in one night, made 10 bands just the next night, made a $2,000 off of royalty because people were selling that NFT. You feel me?
See, that's the knowledge out there. The money is coming in like,
yeah.
Yeesh.
So it's just like, and that's just what I was able to do. And now I'm setting up for my next NFT I really want this next one to be something that's really big. So I'm planning my stuff out. Like a lot of people don't know, I put my money where my mouth is. I invest in stuff like that. If some stuff don't go well, my last coin didn't go too great, but I still invest and take chances. Cause I feel like in life, if you want to be successful, be rich, or you gotta take risks. You gotta take chances.
It's like, well, what are you living on this earth for? Like, what is your purpose?
Exactly. And that's what I try to inspire into people and stuff like that. Because, you know, my mindset is like, everybody, these people are regular people. Like, everybody is regular. Anybody can do this type of stuff, this NFT stuff or this crypto coin thing. You don't, there's nobody special. All these people are doing a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of people, you know, it's one guy. I remember it was this one guy. I was talking to him. You know, he goes by the name of XP on Telegram. This guy was telling me, he was like, yo, I'm proud of you. He was like, yo, I'm proud of you launching your old coin and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, thanks, yo. And that guy, he launched like 10 or 15 coins. He made over $10 million and stuff like that. And a lot of people don't know this, but people create coins. They create coins over and over and over and over again. So the community is small, but it's like it's one person that's creating coins over and over and again. And once you got money once, the second time around is going to be easier because you got more money to flood into. You know the lanes to go into. It's just like, you know, when I created my first coin, I'm like, I took notes of everybody I used to market this coin. I took notes. I said, this guy has good results. He brings a lot of people. This guy brings a lot of people. So the second time around, I did crazy numbers the second time around. But I knew, like, okay, where to put my money at. Like, this is the person to invest who helped me, you know, reach a higher level in this coin and stuff like that. And like I said, I'm not where I want to be because, you know, I feel like I mastered the coin right. Like, I feel like I've seen everything that the coin side of it can do. Now, you know, I'm fascinated with this NFTs. Like, that's where I'm at right mentally. Like, I really want to master this NFT and really make it big with this NFT and stuff like that. That's where my goal right as of right now.
And that's a good thing, man. You know, we talked a lot about this NFT and crypto stuff. You know, but right now we're going to change gears. We're going to just talk about success, entrepreneurship, and just, you know, business. You know, I'm not going to get into the details of what me and Mike are working on, you know, but we're working on something that's going to be big. It's going to inspire people. It's going to create different jobs. It's going to do a lot of things. So I want Mike to just talk about your views right now as in terms of going towards the end of the year and next year and what we plan to do with just business and life and success and just, you know, talk your shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of business, my goal right now is to, you know, in terms of like what I'm building and stuff like that, I really want to generate, you know, a lot of users on my platform. Like, I've always been fascinated with like tech businesses. I mean, that's my specialty.
I love tech, man.
Yeah, that's what I love to the most. You know, in terms of stuff like, you know, real property businesses and stuff like properties and trucking and stuff like, don't get it twisted. I love those types of stuff too as well. But like mentally, like I feel like, you know, I like the tough challenges of tech. Like I want to bring, my goal in life is to create code that people use on daily and stuff like that. And with this upcoming business that I plan on launching the next couple of days is like, we plan on executing that type of mentality. Like, we want to launch this business and have people on it, you know, give it, you know, trying and, you know, growing it. And I got a user number that I want to grow before the end of the year. But like I said, I'm gonna keep that to myself and just focus on how can I expand my marketing? How can I expand my reach? And how can I grow this business successfully? Because a lot of this stuff is just mental. You know, a lot of people don't have the mentality to enjoy failure. Me personally, I enjoy failure. You know, you got to be able to enjoy it in order to be successful. Because a lot of people, you know, when stuff get hard, they just, you know, they break down and stuff like that. And your mind is your biggest, you know, your biggest competitor. If you trick yourself to like, I can't only be, you're not going to be successful. You know what I mean? If you say yeah, you can't be successful, you're not going to be successful. Successful people don't have that mindset.
Exactly. It's all about your mind. And that, I tell people that all the time. You know, we're still learning. We're not saying we're pros and experts or we know it all. We don't know everything. We learn stuff every day. We're always researching. We're always thinking like, okay, well, this didn't work. And the good thing about failure is the best teacher. People, you can't be afraid to fail, because like even when we had our old business from a while back, like you said in the past episodes, we had a business that, you know, it wasn't similar to like these content creator websites, but it was something similar to like that. You know, we had it going. We had over 1,000 users. People were using it. People were using the hashtags on Instagram. And then we ran out of money and stuff like that. And obviously that's, I don't think that's failure, but even other things that we might have failed on or other projects that we've done, like we've learned from it. We're like, okay, well, this is what we need to do. This is what we can do next time. Or a past business that we worked on, it was going too slow. I'm like, okay, well, this is what we need to change up. It's all about failures. It's all about just learning and just loving the grind. Like you said, it's a marathon. It's a marathon. You got to just keep grinding. You got to keep going. And I just feel like next year, well, from now till next year, we're just planning everything up. I think next year we're going to do really exceptionally well as in terms of finances, business. Hopefully we can travel. Hopefully we can inspire other people, because we're giving the game for free. We're not like scamming nobody. We're not charging anybody. Look at this. Mike has explained a lot about crypto and NFTs, you know, this episode. And like I said, you guys can get more information off this YouTube. There's information out there. You just got to be careful with your reading. There's a lot of scams out there and stuff like that, but the money's out there for everyone.
Yeah, the resources are out there. Everything is on the internet. You know, a lot of stuff may be hard to find, but if you're willing to look for it, or you willing to, because like I said, at the time when I first deployed my first contract or my first token, I'm like, how do you deploy? You know what I mean? Like, I'm asking thousands of questions because I don't know how to, you know, I'm on Google trying to research or something. A lot of times experience is the best teacher. So if you don't know what you're doing, you know, sometimes you got to experience the failure. You got to experience, you know, the mess up and stuff like that. Like my NFT, we did well, but I feel like now I learned from my mistakes of what to do better and stuff like that.
And next NFT, I'm trying to tell you guys out there, Mike's next NFT is going to hit a mil. It's going to hit $1 million.
Yeah, it definitely will. It definitely will. You know, we will be back talking about that. But, you know, I feel like a lot of like, you know, if you want to be successful in this life, you gotta take chances, man. That's my main message in this video, is like, just take chances, man. You got to leave it all on the table. At the end of the day, everybody's going to die. So if you're afraid to, if you're trying to preserve money, then what are you doing?
I don't even know why. Inflation is hard, but y'all leaving money in your savings account. You're not investing it. Like I said, there's so much ways to invest now. And I'm not going to tell people what to do with their money. You know, you could do whatever you want with your money, but just get into different things. You know, if you want to get Robinhood, if you want to get into stocks, you want to get into crypto, you want to start buying some coins, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do. You know, I understand a lot of people don't want to create coins, or they don't want to take a lot of high risk shit to lose their money. I understand that. People don't want to lose their money. Right. But at least learn this stuff and start getting into it now, because as we all get older, you know, a lot of people start settling down or buying a house and stuff like that. You don't want to just sit there and like, damn, I don't have enough money, or I'm relying only on my job, or this and that. You got to make sure that you and your family's good. It's all about, you know, building some sort of generational wealth. I'm not saying everyone's going to make $1 million, but I'm just saying like, you know, and it's not even about that. Even with me, Mike, all the stuff that we do, yes, we would like to. Yes, we're trying to be wealthy. We're trying to inspire. We have a lot of things we want to do. But it's really about the process of doing what we want to do and people enjoying what we're doing. We're creating stuff. We're creating jobs. We're creating stuff to help people. And it's all about the process. You know, the money will come. And obviously, you know, that could sound a little cliche because everybody's like, oh, it's not about the money. This is not. I mean, yes, money is great. We all want money. A lot of this podcast and stuff that I talk about, yeah, it's about money. But at the end of the day, like, it's all about doing something, creating that process, creating something.
Like, I really like NFTs has been like, you know, what I've been focused on mostly. Like, I honestly, I love high end art. I love
NFT stuff. I love the art. Like, a lot of these people's like the the pictures and art. I'm like, bro, I'm about to buy these stuff and put them in my house. Like, the art looks crazy. Even right, Mike, right. That you had, like, it was just crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of like beautiful art. And like I said, everybody don't have to be the creator. You don't have to create a token. You know, the only reason why I created started creating tokens was that, you know, I just felt like, you know, I wanted to take initiative. I didn't want to wait on the coin to go up. I didn't want to wait for it to ride. I wanted it to be the ride, because if you're the CEO, you get paid first. The Tesla CEO, Elon Musk, gets paid the most out of everybody who holds the tokens. You know how holds. And it's the same process with coins. Like, you know, you're the CEO, you created a coin, you obviously have the most. So when it becomes successful, you get paid the most first. And that's what was my mindset. But like I said, you don't have to create coins. Like, you don't have to create coins. You can buy
NFTs. Anybody, you know, to be entrepreneurs, or business people, or CEOs. We're not telling you to do any of that. We're just saying, like, create other lanes for you to be financially literate and you to make extra money, and so that you can be able to help your family, help other people. Because right now, even with the pandemic and all this stuff going on right now, we can't rely on government. We can't rely on anybody, because I'm trying to tell you, even us right now, we're about to be close to 30 years old. We can't rely on Social Security or 401ks. And all, like, we have to, you have to make this money now.
Because, like, I thought about it. I'm like, wow, like, if I, like, my job, I'd be at, like, 20,000. I'd be at 20,000 if I had invested in my 401k, you know, right now, from the time I started working and stuff like that. They're telling me, I didn't invest a dime into that. I take my whole paycheck all out. But, you know, I was able to see 100, you know, and that just tells you, like, man, look, this crypto is way more money in this crypto than just leaving your money with the government 65. Like, because you never know, you might die at 30, you might die at 40, you might die at 50.
Oh, yeah. It's a real thing. You don't know. I always tell people, like, even we're getting close, you know, in about a year or two, we're going to be 30 years old. Yes, we want to live as long as possible. But realistically, we got what, maybe 50 or 60 more summers left on this earth. So how, like, within those 50 or 60 more years, what is your purpose? What are you going to do? You know, you don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 or 10 years. Yes, hopefully nothing bad happens to us, you know, and hopefully nothing happens bad to any of the listeners listening to this. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to make sure that you straight. And especially if any of you guys out there that have kids in a family, because, you know, right now, me and Mike, we don't have no kids or a family. But if you have kids in a family, you definitely got to take this seriously, because now you got food to put on the table. You got a wife, you got a husband. You got a partner, you got kids, whatever it is, you gotta really be like, oh shoot, like, yeah, I can't, like, these guys are right. Like, I really gotta step it up. You have to, and time management, like I say, time management is very, very important. Use your time wisely. This should be, working life balance. Yes, you can have time to watch your TV, play games, go out with your, do whatever you want to do. But at the end of the day, the people that I see who are mostly successful, they take that time management seriously. They're sitting here saying, like, you know what, I'm gonna sacrifice traveling. I'm going to sacrifice hanging with friends. I'm going to sacrifice TV. I'm going to sacrifice social media. I'm going to sacrifice all this stuff to really focus and win on this thing, so that when I actually win, I can actually enjoy all that stuff. And, like, yo, yeah, you guys haven't seen me in a while because I was working on this. Now I'm successful doing this, and that. And it's not to brag down or beat the other person down, but at the end of the day, you determine your life. And don't get me wrong, there's some stuff that we can't control. There's certain things we can't control. I know some people are in worse conditions, or some people, they're struggling or they're broke. I'm not bashing people. If you're listening, I'm not bashing or putting no bad connotation out there. I'm just saying.
You gotta still try if you're strugging. You go to the library. If you don't got internet access, go to the library. There's free internet. There's resources out there to help you better your situation, but you gotta be the one to look for it. You gotta take the initiative to look for the resources and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, what I realize is, like, you know, If you don't take the initiative, you're gonna be stuck working that dead end job. You're gonna be stuck, you know, making minimum pay. You know, you're gonna be stuck, you know, just trying to figure it out. Like, a lot of, like, also what I wanted to add was, like, if you don't want to create coins and stuff like that, you don't have to. You can buy coins. There's like resources out there where people give you the latest NFTs that can sell for a lot of money and stuff like that. Like, there was a girl, In my Telegram, this is how I met everybody. In my Telegram group, we were in one chat, and it was like 8 of us. We went on a voice chat, and we started chopping it up. It was all talking and stuff like that. And there was this one girl, her name is D. She's probably like 44. She lived like in New York. She's a lawyer. But, like, she had the craziest, like, her ride was probably one of the most craziest that I've ever seen. Like, And it kind of sucks what happened. What happened to her? But so basically, she invested in two coins, right? One coin she had over 600. She invested it like $200, and she was able to make $600,000. The second coin she invested $100, and she was able to make $400,000. So she was at like $1.2-1.3 million when she invested both of them coins, but. You know, she held it and it crashed, but she ended up only getting like $100,000 out of it, both of them. But you know what I'm telling you guys, like there's resources, there's stuff that you guys
capitalize on gains, because she could have pulled out.
Right. Understand how to take profit. That's very important in this type of crypto stuff. You got to understand like the cycles, you know, the timelines, the charts. My suggestion: if you guys see over $100,000, take it. You know, don't say what if or if it's going to go higher. If you see a number that's, you know, one of my good friends in this crypto game always told me, he told me, what number do you want? He said, and I would tell him 400,000. He said, and then he would tell me, he's like, look, if that's the number that you want, then he said, go after it. He said, go after that number and be satisfied. Don't go after anything above that number. You know what I mean? And I try to live that every day. I try to say that every day. Like, okay, this is the number that I want and I'm done. This is the number that if I get this, I'm done with this crypto stuff. And you know, I'm not there yet, but God willing, we're gonna be there.
We're gonna win, man. And you know, just to, you know, before we end this episode, I want to just let people know that look, man, me and Mike, we're gonna definitely have way more conversations and stuff like that. I do understand that there's some people I do need to get on the podcast as well, but everyone's been busy. But you know, I think I need to be on, let Mike be on here more so we could just talk more about a lot of things, because there's a lot we need to give out, you know. And I, like I said, I know my podcast, I've been only posting like once a month and stuff like that. I've been very, very busy, but I've seen people from all over the world supporting, you know. Shout out to all the listeners out there. I see people from South America, Europe, Australia, like all over the world. I see people, I was even looking, I got a lot of listeners in Ireland and Denmark and Kenya, and it's just crazy. Japan. You know, it's just crazy. Thank you guys all for supporting. And like I said, guys, like, we're just trying to give you guys a game. Stay true to yourself. Stay positive. Support others and just be true to yourself and win. You know, the thing is to win. So before we end this episode, Mike, just talk about what your next plans is for next year, especially when you're getting ready to get, you know, you're going to be 30 years old soon, and what success means to you.
So, you know, I'm currently right now, like, I'm planning on switching fields. I'm planning on getting to like a DevOps position, you know, more of a remote position. I currently work for the government as a software engineer. So I'm kind of like transitioning out of that phase into, you know, a more of a remote type of position. But in terms of like, you know, one thing about me is like, I don't do like yearly type of stuff. Like, I go off of how I want to go. Like, a lot of people, you know, don't know that. Like, I go off of, you know, today. Like, I move. That's how I move. Like, the coin, the NFT that I created last week, I already got my designer creating the one for this one. You know, I tell you, the person that I used to create the smart contract and help me create the NFT website, I already paid them $2,000 to start the next one. So one thing about me is like, I just take initiative. I don't let no yearly whatever try to hold me back or try to like, oh, January coming, I don't New Year resolution. Nah, I don't work like that. I work year round the clock, and I try to tell people like, look, this is what you got to do to be successful. You know what I mean? Like, I take initiative. Like, I'm a boss. Like, I told them I got a designer and all that. I tell them like, look, this is what I want. Boom, boom. I already paid them the money. I'm like, look, this is what I want. You get me here. My developer, I said, look, you on standby. Once I get the images, you're on standby. Look, I'm telling everybody else. I'm contacting celebrities. You know, people with verification marks on Twitter. I'm telling them, look, I got something coming out. I'm gonna need you when time is right. And you know, I'm putting my position on that. And then I'm also looking at my business route as well. I'm thinking about, okay, I'm writing down what notes on who I can attract, who suits my business, who will help my business excel. You know what I mean? Because my mindset is like, look, I'm not trying to. One thing about me, I don't have a phase to where it stops. Like, oh, I gotta in this time period, like, I'm gonna be successful. Like, I try to just keep going. Like, if I, you know what I mean? Like, take my rest when I need to take my rest, but I just try to keep going. And my business too. Like, with my business coming out, upcoming, we're going to let you guys know in the future. But, you know, my plan with that as well is just to, you know, keep that, keep creating, innovating, and seeing what I can do to, for that business to be successful. So when that launches, you know, I know who to target, who to hit out, who's the best suit for my business to reach that next level, you know. And that's just what I want to tell the people, is that don't wait for next year to be successful. Don't wait, do it now. Like, if you got time, if you got the money, if you got a little bit saved up and you trying to do something, whether if it's not crypto, if it's a regular small business, if you want to launch your hair salon or if you want to do something, do it now. Don't wait for next year. Next year doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. You really think about it, it's just a day. And every day is the same day. You know what I mean?
So I hate when people do that. Like, I remember I posted something on LinkedIn about, like, Gary Vee talked about that a couple years ago. He said, what is the point in waiting till the end of the year to start your weight loss journey or to start that business? Start the weight loss journey or start that business. Start it now. You guys are listening to this podcast. Start tomorrow morning.
Right. Exactly. Start as soon as possible. Like, you know, with the business too, like Zeke could tell you, I put money up. I'm like, look, I'm telling my developers, look, I need this done by such and such day. I need this done by, you know what I mean? Letting them know, like, look, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm trying to launch. And this is, you know, what I want to be successful. Putting pressure on the situations, because if you want to be successful, if you want to make $1 million, if you want to, you gotta be strict. You gotta be determined. You gotta have your mindset right. Like, you gotta be able to withstand the no's. You gotta be able to withstand all the negative that come around that type of stuff. And
the reason why we're doing successful stuff is, we like I said, we talk about this every day. The people that are even around us, we talk to, only talk about money and stuff. We're not hanging around people that want to go party and just waste time. I've cut people off, whether it's the social media or just phone. Like, we only are dealing with people who want to talk money, who have a positive mindset with that. And that's how we all going to get rich together, period. Exactly. We don't want no one around us that's here to waste. And don't get me wrong, you could do whatever you want. It is your life. I'm not trying to hate on anybody, but I'm not putting anyone around my team or anyone around me that's not trying to win.
Exactly. Like, I'm approaching 30. You know, I got a lot of, man.
We're about to be 30 years old, man. Like, that's what we're working hard.
Yeah. Working, taking chances, working hard, spending money, doing what we got to do, stuff like that. Like, you got to understand, I made $32,000 off a JPEG. Like, you got to understand, like, off an image. Off art. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I got to take the next one to a higher level. So I want people to understand, like, look, you guys, take, work life balance. That's the best thing. Balance your life. Like, have an hour set. I'm gonna do this, a couple hours for this. You know, work. If you want to party, cool. But control yourself. If you want to be successful, control yourself. Because me personally, I want to travel. I want to live life. I want to do the things that, you know, I never got a chance to do. You know, I ain't come from no wealthy family. I ain't got nobody put money behind me. Nobody gave me no handout. Nobody did nothing for me. All the money I invested, it was the money that came out of my own pocket. You know, and I don't want no handout. I don't want nothing from nobody. You know, I never asked people for nobody.
Yeah, one thing we realized is what Mike is saying, some real shit. Because even years ago when we had our business and we thought, maybe we go see these investors. Like, no, none of them motherfuckers cared about us. So exactly. One thing we realized, like, Mike even said it too back then. He was like, yo, man, we got to just focus on ourselves. We got to raise our own money. We got to do it ourselves. We have to figure it out, how to market this thing ourselves. We can't rely on investors. We can't rely on any rich person out there who's going to help us. Like, because at the end of the day, people have ulterior motives. People most likely aren't going to help you. And yeah, race could play a factor. I ain't going to lie. We black. So race could play a factor about that. But at the end of the day, we can't rely on anyone but ourselves.
Yeah, and that's true. That's right. You can't rely on nobody.
But we went to a freaking event. We met the guys. We met the people off Shark Tank. We met a whole bunch of different people. Like, no one changed our lives.
Right. You know, and that's real. That's real. You can't. You can't rely on nobody, because at the end of the day, like Zeke said, everybody got ulterior motives. Like, everybody's trying to
ulterior motives. Like, I can't find one person. Like, you know what? Let me really invest in you. Like, no. Like, in most cases, people are bullshit.
Right. And then, you know, it took me a while to understand that, but now I was like, yeah, I get it though. Like, why would I invest in somebody that, you know, it's not proven, or if I, you know, they don't know you from a grain of salt. They never met you a day in their life, so nobody's gonna give you a handout. Like, this is not, like, me personally, I tell Zeke this too, man. I don't want nobody giving me no handout. I don't owe nobody nothing. I don't, you know what I mean? I live by that code. Like, listen, I do this stuff myself. like even with crypto, like stuff like that. I told the people I'm working with crypto, I told them, look, I'm deploying everything. Everything's in my hands because I understand how this stuff works. I understand where the money is. I still understand. I trust myself more than anybody. You know what I mean? And I'm not, and like I said, the crypto, I made a lot of good friends with that shit. Like a lot of good friends that I want to go, you know, visit these areas. And, you know, they give me really good advice, life advice as well. But, you know, one thing I about me was like, look, I'm taking chances, man. I'm taking chances with my life, man. I'm going to. Whether win or lose, draw, I'm taking chances because at the end of the day, all this stuff can be gone tomorrow, you know? All this, everything could be gone tomorrow. So why are we sitting here saving money for, like, for what? You know, it just never makes sense to me. So that's why I tell people, listeners, take chances, man. What's the worst that can happen? You lose money. I lost thousands of dollars. I've always got my money back. You know, I get that shit.
Always going to be able to get your money back.
So it's like, take chances, you know, take chances. I had businesses that didn't do well. You know, it's just take chances. You never know what might happen by just, you know, simply just taking a risk. You know, it might pay off and you might be successful. It might not pay off, but just keep, you know, my mindset is just keep throwing stuff at the board. Like a dartboard, just keep throwing it. You throw 100 darts at the dartboard, eventually one going to hit the center. You know, that's my advice. Like you throw 100 of them darts at the dartboard, eventually one of them is going
to
hit the center.
One of them, yeah. That's actually a very, very thing that like you guys, like take a moment and actually like dissolve what Mike just said. Put the dartboard right there and just throw a lot of, eventually something is going to hit that middle.
Exactly. So it's just like, you can't just give up when things get hard or when
it's stuff. Hard. I know it's hard. You got to keep going.
You know, you got to keep going because nothing in this life worth having is easy. You know, nothing like being rich is not easy. You know, it's something, if you want to be wealthy, if you want to hit that higher echelon, then you got to take chances. You know, if not, if you can't contend with your life, you don't like working at your 9-to-5, whether it's a simple job where you're making $60,000 a year and you contend with that, then fine. That's
if you're happy, all means. Happiness comes first. If you're happy, you're happy.
You know, I got people I work with right now. They saying they don't even know what to do. They don't have no business bone in their body. You know what I mean? They don't have no business type of mindset in their body. All they know is work, sleep, and go, and you know, and go drink on the weekend. That's all they know. Work, sleep, go drink on the weekend.
That makes you happy. That's cool.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. And like I said, me personally, I'm not the type of person. I'm not going to try to persuade you. I'm not going to try and talk you down. I'm not going to try to tell you what to do. I don't tell people what not to do at all. I don't give a fuck what you're going to do. I'm dead serious. That's one thing I live by. If you're going to go rob a bank, go ahead. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you the consequences. Real stuff. I'm going to tell you the consequences. I'm like, look, bro. I don't tell people what to do. I don't get involved. Listen, if it don't got something to do with me personally, then bro, I don't give a fuck what you do. Where you about to go rob a bank, whatever.
It has nothing to do with me. I say this, and that's what I say, and what Mike is saying, I say this not only the same thing with that, I say that same thing as in terms of religion, your sex, your politics. Cause me, I tell people this shit all the time. I don't care what people do with their life. As long as they're not doing like fucked up shit, like killing people or like or molesting kids or any of that type of crazy shit, it's whatever. Like do whatever you want to do. Me, I'm not political. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a middle thing. If you're a shout out to all the LGBTQ, shout out to everybody. Who cares? That has nothing to do with me. Me, I'm only worried about myself, my family, my team. We just trying to win. And that's what we have a purpose. And we're trying to serve our purpose as we're alive right now. We're not worried about the extra outside stuff. Like Mike said, why am I going to sit here and worry about someone else's politics, who they believe in or who they voted for or their sex? Or even the abortion stuff or all this political stuff going on right now. I don't care about that stuff. I tell this stuff to people all the time, bro. When people ask me those questions, I'm like, bro, that has nothing to do with me. Like I'm not trying to sound deaf tone or that I don't care about these issues and stuff. I just say like, look, man, I'm only worried about myself and what I can control.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, man, you know, Mike, do you have anything else to say?
No, not really. Not really. Just take chances. Like that's just my main thing. Just take chances in life and you know, and risk it. You know, you know, I had guidance counselors telling me, look, you might have to do construction, maybe college.
There was a lot of people. Yo, Mike, I'm trying to tell you guys. I mean, I know Mike talked about it in the previous episodes. You guys can see from season one, but Mike has talked about, you know, stuff that's happened to him in his past, and like people, oh, you ain't gonna be shit. You ain't gonna do this. You ain't gonna do that. Or you know, authorities trouble and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's like, listen, I've been arrested numerous times. I've been, you know, I've been to jail. I've been to court. I've been broke. I've experienced, you know, both sides of it. Like, I've been real, real broke, you know, going to the casino. I lived in my car. You know, it's a lot of stuff that I've been through. But like I said, willpower and God, I just keep going.
And I keep telling you guys this. I'm telling you guys this. Like, I told you, me and Mike, we talk every day. Mike, my homie for life. Like, trying to tell you guys, man, see, like, all this stuff that you guys are learning from Mike this episode, please dissolve it. That's what I'm telling you. This is probably my favorite episode I've ever recorded. I want you guys to save it and listen to this like a Bible every day. Listen to what Mike has spit throughout this whole episode, because it's real shit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help people out, man, because, like I said, my situation was never great. I'm not saying, like, if you want to get into, like, crypto and you got to save up money, you got to save up money for a little bit. You know, take your time. I had to save up money, man. I had to use, you know, I've been down. Like, I lost a lot of money. I made a lot of money. You know, my advice to people is just, you know, really just, you know, pray and just.
We all lost a lot of money. You know, when Mike was saying he lost, you know, he made that much. Even me, my stock career, I mean, you guys listen to my past episodes. I've made like $20,000 in a trade. I've lost $5,000-$6,000. Or I, you know, I've never came to the point where I lost all my money, but like I've lost money. I've made money. I've failed on things. Or, you know, even too, a lot of me too, people who are listening to this episode, people I've probably even helped. I've helped a lot of people too. Sometimes I could be way too nice. I've helped a lot of people with in terms of bills or sending money out or doing this or giving a lot of people pointers. And I didn't charge people for anybody. I've never scammed anybody. You know, and that's from the greatness of my heart. But I do have to also understand me personally. I have to watch out on those things because people can't take advantage of you. But at the end of the day, man, we're just trying to give game out, you know. So, like I said, the road to success on Flat Tires, this podcast is just about just giving the game to people, finance, lifestyle, entrepreneurship. If any of you guys are listening and you want to get on any of these episodes to talk about what you do and stuff, just hit me up on the DMs or whatever it is. Just hit me up. You know, we're going to have Mike back on here to give us updates about, you know, the stuff that we're working on, stuff that we're doing and different things he got going on in his life. But, you know, Mike, last time Mike was on here was September of last year. So it's actually been almost like a year, I think now. So, right. You know, I had to get him back on here so he could just, you know, give his game. So is there anything, last things you have to say, Mike?
You know, just keep working, just keep at it. You know, if you fail, just keep going. Consistency is key. You know, consistency is key. You gotta keep going regardless of results and stuff like that. Cause you know, one thing I realized, stuff don't happen overnight, but if you keep attacking it, you keep going at it, trust me, the masses, they're going to follow you. They're going behind you. But if you give up, you know, that's why I said, you know, consistency in your mindset is very important. You gotta understand that, you cannot be able to, your mindset can't fold. You can't be able to, you cannot have negative doubts about you. Once you doubt yourself, you lost. I remember that. That's my biggest takeaway. Like, once you doubt yourself or you doubt whatever you're doing, you lost. You know, you got to have confidence in what you're doing and really follow through what you're doing. Whether you want to create an online shop, whether you're making something that you feel like, I don't care what it is. It could be something that's the same exact as another company, but a little bit different.
You can build whatever you want to build.
There's a billion people out here. Somebody's going to gravitate towards whatever it is.
Exactly. I always tell people the market, you're not trying to beat another business. You're trying to get the slice of that market share. You just want to like create whatever it is that you're good. I always tell people, because there's differences between passion and what you're good at. Because I remember I was listening to, what's the guy's name? The guy who created Dilbert. I forgot his name. Sam, I think his name is Scott Adams. He always said that passionate was kind of a bullshit thing, because there's a lot of people who are passionate about a lot of stuff, but they're not good at it, or it just doesn't work for them. So if you are working on something that's just not working or you're not good at it, then, I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to stop, but I always tell people, focus on stuff that you're also good at, because all of us are uniquely blessed. All of us are different types of humans. We come from all walks of life. We're all blessed. Figure out stuff that you're good at, master it, and turn it into money, because there's people out here, and I'm not talking about as terms of stocks and NFT, because I feel like anyone could do those things. I'm just talking about business and life, hobbies. There's a lot of things people are good at. Cooking, there's chefs, bakery, selling shoes. Like, there's a girl I know. She just started her own drop shipping store. She's doing this. She's selling clothes. She's made her first $5,000. Oh, my God, I never made this in a month. Like, just try different things. And like you said, consistency. Learn from your failures and do what it is that you want to do. But don't stop and don't look at other people too. Do not look at other people's money. Don't look at what other people are doing. Focus only on you. Because once you start, oh, shoot, like this person is making more, this person, like who cares? Everybody has their own life. If someone's up and you're down, that's cool. You may be down one day and that person might be up, or you may be up one day, they may be down. Just keep going, you know? And that's all we honestly got to really say, you know? So, yeah. You know, I want to just say, you know, Mike, thank you for just joining the show. You know, we talked for almost an hour, but it was good. I feel like this is a very good episode, and we did well, you know? So I want to thank you guys for, you know, joining the podcast. This is The Road to Success on Flat Tires. And like I said, I'm your host, Zeke. And, you know, Mike was just on. And I guess we're out of here, man. Peace out.
Yeah, man.